Well, happy Ascension Day. Huh? It's such a weird day, right? You know, it actually was on Thursday, and so most pastors just avoid it, and we pretend it's not here. But it happens, supposedly, in Scripture. Well, I mean, it's kind of a strange thing, of like Jesus like beaming up into the clouds. But we had to do something with him, right? Because he died, he rose from the dead, and this is how the gospel authors sent him on his way. So, this first picture is my first parish, well, my last parish, Zion Lutheran Church in South Minneapolis. And their big stained glass window was Ascension. And I love it because it looks like Jesus is doing the This Little Light of Mine dance. Yeah? Doing a little. Perfect for baptism day, right? This Little Light of Mine. And I'd like to think that the disciples are down here going, hey, wait a minute. But there's Jesus rising up into the clouds. It's kind of like our bulletin picture for today. Can you do that one next? There you go. Oftentimes in Ascension art, you'll just get to see his toes and these hands reaching up. It's like the disciples are saying, please, don't leave me. It reminds me of a kid being dropped off at daycare for the first time. I'm not ready, right? I often think that my prayers to God are like this. I'm not ready. Where are you going, God? Now, the chaos of daily life, the messiness of our politics and collective life together, the overwhelming responsibility of all there is to do, the great needs surrounding us, and yet very little capacity or energy to do it all. Don't leave it up to me, God. I don't blame these disciples for staring up at the clouds, reaching, wondering what just happened. What about that revolution Jesus was supposed to bring about? They have been following Jesus around for the last 40 days since he came back from the dead. And just about when things are going to get started, he leaves. What gets? And this is what Ascension Day is all about. It's this tension where it looks like God is actually literally leaving. And the opposite's actually true. In depicting Jesus' ascension, lots of artists often painted Jesus with only his feet showing, emphasizing this bodily departure from earth, like our bulletin picture for today. Or this next one. This is medieval art, painted in England in the first quarter of the 12th century from a thing called the Psalter. And such a depiction does not suggest that Christ has gone away from the church, but the church fathers actually taught the opposite, that as Christ is going up to God, his body becomes available to everybody in the church. And not only available to those of us in the church, but Christ is also in flesh, within it, and by it. A point that these same medieval artists emphasized by the attention to those who remain. You see, the disciples are actually a lot bigger in this picture than Jesus is. And what I really love is we've got these angels with these really ridiculously long pointer fingers to point down to the disciples. See, and there's that one too. Point it down. Because these disciples are now the body of Christ in the world. And this is what we celebrate on High Holy Day of Ascension. Next picture. It reminds me of a church I got to visit in Leipzig when I was a part of a delegation for the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. This particular church had lost all of its stained glass windows in World War II, and when they went to rebuild years later, they could not find the records of who belonged in the windows. And so instead of putting people in the windows, they did these gray, shadowy figures. Which I kind of love. Because it leaves it up to us and our imagination. Who belongs in these windows? Who needs to be there? Perhaps it's you. Perhaps it's someone you struggle with. For we all now are God's people, right? Saints and sinners and prophets, all meshed into one. We are how the world knows about the love of God in Christ. next picture. In Pastor Daniel Erlander's book, A Place for You, he talks about all the ways that Jesus showed up when he was on earth. So he welcomed kids, he forgave sinners, he healed sick people, and he told stories about God's love. Next, it's still kind of a long list of all the things that Jesus did. He taught about love. He was friends with people who hated him, people who were hated and made fun of. And then he also preached God's love to the poor and hungry. And all the things he did made people upset. So we've always got some crabby people in there. Next slide. And then after, I know, it's not quite as exciting as Paw Patrol. I'm with you. And then after Jesus left, the friends are doing the exact same things that Jesus was doing. They healed sick people. They forgave people. They welcomed outsiders and left out people. They told everyone about God's love. They taught each other to love and forgive. And some people were so crabby about it. Well, it happened. But in Ascension, again, we celebrate it, that we get to now be the body of Christ. We have Jesus' superhero powers to be loved and to love. Just like that famous commission from St. Teresa of Avila, Christ has no body but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. You are the eyes through which he looks with compassion on this world. Yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Yours are the hands with which he blesses all the world. Yours are the hands. Yours are the feet. Yours are the eyes. You are his body. Christ has no body now on earth but yours. Now, in case you're sweating a little bit, because this is kind of a tall order, all these things, remember that we live in grace. Just as we made these baptismal promises with Evan a few minutes earlier, we are doing this work together. Jesus' final words to his disciples in the text today was an invitation to be in the business of forgiveness, to allow yourself to be forgiven and to forgive others, to be in this holy work of repentance, giving second chances and 100th chances whenever we can, to be witnesses to the love of God present in our lives so that others can be embraced by it too. And then Jesus blesses those poor disciples, and they are filled with a sense of joy. It's a pretty cool thing. You know, it's been a really big weekend for our little corner of the world of the church. We had our baptism today. Also, Mangy is being confirmed today at Peace Lutheran along with her confirmands. And that's work that you all have done as the church too. We'll get to bless her here. But she's being confirmed with her peers today. And then yesterday, we also commended and remembered the wonderful life of Dick Brown, our Maple Man, who made many a pancake right here in this building. And these three different people, Evan, Maggie, and Dick, God's love shows up, right? It's all wrapped up in this river of baptism that's here for us our whole life. God's love is here when we're toddlers, when we're teenagers, and when we die. Through these milestones and more, God shows up. And all this time in between. And that indeed is what Ascension is all about. So, amen. Thanks be to God.